This is Gary Butterfield.
This is Cole Ross.
And this is Monster, my podcast.
And these are The Martians.
There's a monster in my podcast.
Gary, I was not aware that our friend H.G. Wells had his stuff wrapped up in the canon, that he was part of the mythos.
If you remember, I don't think that War of the Worlds is. I think it's the other race on Mars.
Ahais.
I think the Ahais are tied into the mythos, and then by extension, these are.
These guys got wrapped in, but the Ahais, those are not an H.G. Wells creation. I can scroll back, but I will lose my place.
Wait, it's like a 2 degrees of Kevin Bacon kind of thing.
Oh, yeah.
Like, I'm making the Ahais playing in H.G. Wells' yard, mm-hmm. and Lovecraft's yard, and combining them. It's like introducing two friends.
Yeah. Well, that also kind of presupposes that there can only exist one kind of Martian.
That's true. Even though these are very much the H.G. Wells Martian.
Oh, yeah.
I think in those ones, I think they're explicitly this. I think that guy was writing in kind of both pools.
Yeah, yeah.
Like, I think that was intentionally somebody being a matchmaker.
So he was like welding the two of them. Yeah. But yeah, like, these are just straight up the Martians from H.G. Wells, although they do not build in the susceptibility to Earth microbes.
Earth germs.
Yeah.
No. So if you read War of the Worlds or listened to War of the Worlds, or if you're an idiot and you got fooled by it,
then you fucking dolt.
Fucking dolt. Oh, there's a train coming out of my TV. What do I do? if you're one of those idiots, then you know, maybe
is there anybody else from history we want to dunk on? Look at me. I'm walking around with a big old cone full of spices on my face. I can't get plague.
I'm pushing a loop with a stick.
I'm having fun.
Yeah, this is fun because the loop go.
Yeah. Look at me, I'm trapped on this island and I still think the world war is going on. Look at me.
War was born 7 years ago. I'm not really talking about
that. We are so much better than anybody who was born before us.
Before us or after.
Cole. Yeah.
Millennials or those oldies.
Yeah.
You know? The Boomers 2.0.
If you were born at like any time that was not between 1980 and 1987, go ride a train.
Yeah, sorry guys. Ugh. Sorry, it's gonna be rough stuff for you.
Yeah,
I mean, it's kind of true that everyone who's born before us will die, and everyone born after us will probably live to see the water wars, and we probably won't. So right. Like, there is something kind of blessed about this generation, as long as we don't have kids. Like, okay. We get out where things get really bad.
Okay,
I bet you my guess is by 2060 or whatever, which is a reasonable time when I might die.
Mm-hmm.
Water will probably be very expensive.
Yeah,
you know, and I might live in like an area with poor filtration or something like that, so I might be getting sick on my way out, man.
Yeah,
you know, it's that Cave Johnson quote, like, if you're 40 by the time you get this, you're laughing. You know? Like, yeah. You're gonna get a 40-year cancer, but you're pretty good.
Yeah, no, I expect that I'll be carrying like a large piece of cloth and the wind will pick me up and throw me into the power line sometime in like 2033. So yeah. That's my retirement plan.
A big Martian walker will come along and push poison at you, which then pushes your kite into a power line.
Yep.
And the Martian just kind of looks at the camera, goes, does the Jim Halford face, and then
dun, 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 brrr, da, da. Brought to you by our backers at patreon.com/duckfeedtv.